Assembly members seemed almost surprised that there wasn't any pushback against the plan, which will raise salaries for the city's non-union workforce by anywhere from 2.5% to 25%, depending on the position. Several managers will see their annual pay increase by over $10,000 this year, as Sitka tries to bring city salaries into line with what is paid elsewhere. The change covers about 52 employees, many of them supervisors. That's out of a total workforce of about 160. The rest of Sitka's employees are unionized and covered by collective bargaining agreements. When Mayor Mim McConnell opened the floor to public comment, nobody stepped forward to speak either for or against the changes.
Is there any public comment? Okay, so no public comment. Okay. Back to the assembly.
Thank you. There has been public comment via email.
That's Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter.
Everyone who's written me has expressed concern with this. And in some cases, people were somewhat misinformed or just saw pay increases and didn't know much more about it.
I agree with Matt. I think that there's something that's been mentioned to me several times, and that is referencing a sort of a Cadillac pay scale here in Sitka for city employees.
And that's Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett.
And I just think it's really important for people to realize that this is not Cadillac. We're not raising people to the top of the scale. Our goal with this is to get people about midline.
The midline, that's a key point. The plan adopted by the Assembly was proposed by the consultants Fox Lawson and Associates, which compared Sitka's pay with 15 other communities. Fox Lawson generated salary ranges for each position, ranking cities from highest to lowest, and recommended bringing all Sitka employees to 90% of the range midpoint. In other words, 10% below the middle of the range. The plan approved by the Assembly then grants all non-union employees a 2.5% across the board raise to match increases for union workers this year. For most employees, the total increase amounts to a raise of about 2.5% to 4%. But for some, the increase comes to 10% or more, with the biggest increases concentrated at the highest and lowest ends of the pay scale. An administrative assistant will see a 17% raise from about $36,000 to more than $42,000 a year. In the same department, the electric utility director will see a 19% raise from under $120,000 to about $140,000 a year. Mayor Mim McConnell said the key issue is fairness.
Yeah, with the represented employees, they have unions speaking for them and can bargain for pay increases. And these non-represented employees don't have that benefit. And I think that as employers, it's important for the Assembly to consider them also and to make sure that they're being treated fairly in an equitable manner.
Since 2007, members of the city's three unions have seen their pay rise by 19 to 23%, depending on the union. Without the Fox-Lawson adjustments, non-union employees' pay would have risen by only 16% over the same period, according to city numbers. And the new plan isn't just about salary levels. It also changes how employees qualify for raises in the future. Hunter said he thinks the new system will be good for the city's budget.
And one of the main reasons for that is it gets rid of the automatic annual step increases for all employees based on longevity.
Employees can still qualify for a 2.5% raise every other year, but only up until they reach that midpoint of their pay scale. After that, raises are based solely on merit.
So that means that we're not going to be paying people just for showing up. We're going to be paying people more if they do more.
And all employees, even those who no longer qualify for step increases, will receive an annual 1.5% cost of living adjustment. During the discussion, only Assemblymember Pete Esquiro expressed any reservations about the changes.
I wish that there was a way that we could ease into this.
Esquiro said that while he believes the new plan will be good for Sitka in the long run, he wishes the city were giving the public more time to digest the issue.
To try to sell this at a time when other people who are working in the private sector are just barely hanging on, we've heard by a thread, and I would feel far more comfortable making this kind of adjustment over a 2-year time period.
In the end, Esquiro joined the rest of the assembly in voting 6-0 to approve the changes. Assemblymember Mike Reif was absent. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.